I'm a lover of music, as many people are, and music has a way to tap into the emotions to move you profoundly even when you don't know why. And in that sense, music and fiction are quite similar, and they are both art forms. A novelist is an artist. A musician is an artist. What we generally call an artist, like a painter or a sculptor or something like that, is an artist. But they're artists in the same way, because they are creating something, and the thing they are creating appeals to the imagination, and it appeals to the emotions, not just to propositional aspects that are normally associated with the mind. Now, music can appeal to the mind as well, of course, but so I think music actually is broader in what it can do than straightforward nonfiction types of words. And it has that in common, I think, with the novel form and the storytelling form. Even when you look at, say, a graphic novel, which, you know, is like just those large comic books, you know, basically, they are appealing to things that nonfiction doesn't. Likewise, music, when you hear it, for instance, when I'm writing a novel, I will have music going on in the background, usually music without words. Often it's classical music. Other times it's contemporary Christian music, which I really enjoy. But when it is, I have to kind of turn it down so I don't find myself listening to the words, because as great as the words are and as meaningful as they are, they're distracting me, you know, from my writing. But just having the music going when I am writing a dramatic scene, I find that the drama more naturally flows. The juices, the creativity, the imagination is stimulated. I even find the same thing to be true in nonfiction sometimes, because nonfiction too, you know, you want to appeal to the imagination. For instance, when I was writing my book, Heaven, I was listening to a number of different Christian artists, from Third Day to Michael W. Smith, Andrew Peterson, you know, numbers of different people who, there were songs that would sometimes relate to heaven or the afterlife, but even if they didn't, I just, that created a climate that was in the room, which was equivalent to, let's say, if I had been somewhere looking out a window at a beautiful beach with great rocks, or it had been, you know, mountain cabin, and I'm looking out and I'm seeing bighorn sheep or some just kind of extravagantly natural beauty, waterfall. Music does that for me without the visual aspects. So I don't have to be looking at the beautiful sunset to be moved profoundly. Music does that to me in a way that's parallel to the natural world. And I find that many of my friends who are writers are very much in tune with music. You know, there are the people who need kind of the stimulation of an environment where, you know, I have writer friends who are very good writers who do all their writing at Starbucks. You know, and occasionally I'll go to a coffee shop or a Borders or Barnes & Noble bookstore and do, you know, writing there, or a library or something like that. But generally, for me, I have to withdraw from people. But the music becomes a way of tying into something deep within me, and also becomes a very worshipful aspect of asking God's guidance. I'm constantly asking the Lord, you know, who is the creator of all imagination, of all art, of all music and literature. He's the one that gives us these gifts. And to me, they're like overlapping circles. They're all different from each other, but they have substantial overlap, and especially as how they affect the imagination and the heart. So when I am writing a book to the glory of God, for my heart to be moved and my mind to be moved toward the glory of God, even when I'm not listening to the words, you know, happens through the music and creates the kind of climate that I think I do my best work in.